same time, I was having so much fun just fingering around, like trying to find your like.
Were you having fun fingering around trying to find my face?
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Okay. Hi, Julie. You want to come in the middle? Are you the guest? She's like, nah.
Why does she look so sad all the time?
Earlier she was mad dogging.
Yeah, she was giving him the death look. She was given some bad looks.
Bad looks don't make friends, girl. Let me tell you.
I do not.
Well, should we talk about your makeup?
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the show. So we did a little something for the patrons because I can't remember what episode it is. David, maybe if you know.
Shout out to the dirtbags.
You can cut yourself in going, it was this episode. But we talked about how I think that you would still do good makeup even if you couldn't see. And we said that we were going to do a blindfolded makeover. So Laura has done my face like this, David.
And we were wrong. We were so wrong.
Well, honestly, I think that you've actually created a new trend. The floating wing.
It could be. We talked about that. It could be. Like instead of the graphic line, mm-hmm. the graphic liner look, it's the float.
Because they were saying like that the messy makeup grunge look was back. So why not a floating wing? Why not just make it not line up at all? That sounds like a good thing. Why not put mascara on the cheekbone?
Why instant not? Instant freckles.
Why not blend the blush and the contour? Why not have it be stripey?
Some up here and some down here.
I know.
It's kind of
it
like...
It gives that asymmetrical vibe that you're like, I don't really know what I'm looking at right
you
now.
You said it was like a Picasso.
Yeah, a Picasso. So...
Can you tell me?
So I did Sexpo back in like 2016 and it was a lot more like open than
such as
AVN. Like they had a penis like roller coaster type little ride that you could do. They had a big inflatable vagina. Yeah. A big inflatable vagina that you could crawl through.
What in the world?
They had people on stilts dressed as penises and boobs and stuff, and it was crazy. It was really fun.
And this the does later not sex happen? Pose,
but no, but so anyway, where was I going with that? Oh, so was doing a cam stream and you could kind of just like walk around with the camera and do stuff. And there was this guy named Picasso and he painted portraits with his penis. Would you like to, let me see if I can find.
Was this like paint safe for the penis?
I don't really know.
Water-based?
But I don't think it mattered because how he painted was that he would slide. Julia.
Come on. She's the guest.
He would Welcome slide Julia. The paintbrush down his penis.
What?
Let me see if I can find this guy.
Wait, no.
Yeah, and he did it on stream. It was crazy because people were like, people are always kind of like rude in like live stream chats. Like not everyone, just like there's usually people who come in and they're just rude.
What?
Yeah. So someone was kind of being a dick in the chat, you know, while I was getting this Picasso portrait done of me, which was actually fairly decent, by the way, all things considering. And he came up in front of the camera and just slid it down his dick hole. On the stream. Made people mad. It was hilarious. Let me see if I can find this guy. I wonder if he's still alive.
That'd be cool. What?
I'm gonna find Picasso. Oh, here we go. Let me see
Learn
if
something
I can
new every
find...
day, everyone.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
It's just a short little...
This is so
actually,
bizarre.
We should do something that's like, they have this little thing. He's on a morning show here. No. David, cut that. They don't deserve any airtime. There's two ads to wait through. This is so insane to me. Oh my god.
All morning, our very special painter, Tim Patch, has been working tirelessly to perfect this morning's very first penis-painted artwork. Goodness only knows where we're going to hang it. Definitely one for the wall. Welcome. It's lovely to see you.
Penis-painted artwork. And it literally is, so let's scrub through and see if we can find a little...
Is this something that you started after your divorce?
Yeah, I got divorced for the second time and gave away another house, you know, and...
That outfit.
I'm going to do something I want to do now.
Did it take a long time to practice, to kind of get it perfect?
It took about, you know, 6 to 8 months, and then before I actually told anybody.
6 to 8 months?
6 to 8 months. This guy is a master craftsman. He wore like that basically outfit to Sexpo in Australia. It was Melbourne. It was so fun. It was crazy. I just thought you would enjoy that. Yeah.
Can we see that?
No. That was one of the things that was lost in the Great War.
Oh, yeah. No. That's rude.
Well, there was the whole thing of like, oh, blue stuff up in the desert. Oh. So I just assumed that was one of the things.
You never took pictures of it?
I do. I probably have it like somewhere, but like not on this phone. I used to have a Windows phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like for the longest time. It's just like things don't sync over. It was before times.
I know how that goes. You know how many of those, like, remember those apps back in the day where you could upload your photos? Like, what was one of them? Like something.
Photo bucket.
Yeah, photo bucket.
Because
I can't get back into mine.
Let me tell you. You need to reach out to whoever at Photobucket keeps fucking harassing me. Because they're like, they've been sending me emails for like 6 months of like, we're going to be cleaning out old accounts. Are you sure you want it to be deactivated or whatever? Because we won't store your photos. But it's like that photographer who said, we don't store the photos. And then asks 2 years later if you want them edited again. So it's kind of that situation because... Like, I forgot where I was going with that because my
brain went
off.
Well, like, the thing is, like, I can't get into mine.
Oh, yeah. So they keep sending me messages. It's been 6 months of being like, are you sure we've deactivated it? Do you sure you want to not save your photos? And I don't reply to them. And nothing happens. And I finally get an email like, it's been deactivated. And I'm like, cool. These emails will stop. They don't. They're, like, holding on to them. They're like, all right, this is your last chance. My last chance was, like, 3 months ago.
Yo, I want mine. But I don't know what email it was. It was so long. Like, I was in high school. That was a long time ago, girl.
Did you have like just weird like Yahoo emails? I would create like I had like 6 emails for no reason.
Yes.
Because I was just like, it's so fun to create an email.
Yes.
Julia, my hands are wet.
Like whatever your vibe was. Like,
yeah.
You know, I had a million. So anyways, I just have like all these probably really cool old photos that I'll never see. But you know what? C'est la vie.
Maybe I should reach back to Photobucket and be like,
get those
are you
photos.
Sure it hasn't been deactivated? I don't even know what's on there. I used to make like
the fun.
I used to make graphics for the roleplay forums.
Yeah.
So I would just have like, you get like random model photos of people to like, this is what the character looks like. And then you create little swirls
Sweet.
And stuff. It's not.
Reminisce. Bless you. Or was she barking?
This is a potato.
She is a potato, but a pretty one.
Are you a pretty potato?
You're a sweet potato.
What do you think the prettiest potatoes are?
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes? But I'm not, I'm talking even like potato prepped. Like when you see even a prepped potato, right? Mm-hmm. What is just like, that is attractive. Because to me, it's a perfectly done au gratin potato where it's slightly bubbly on the top with the little browning.
Is au gratin like the scallop?
Kind of like scallop, yeah.
Similar. I'm a good old-fashioned mashed potatoes, sorry. I love mashed potatoes
mashed
with
potatoes
spinach.
Are so good. They're not very pretty, Ooh, but...
With spinach?
So, with spinach. Like you mix it in?
Spinach, yeah. It's so good.
That's interesting.
So good.
That's crazy.
For Thanksgiving, I'll make it 1 year. But what was I going to say? A good old-fashioned baked potato.
Baked potato.
With the, like, sour cream, the chives,
like
the
all
cheese.
Loaded up.
Yeah, butter, lots of butter. But, like, I don't know. That's, like, what I would go for.
I was never, like, a skin person, and I feel like it was always hard to eat around the skin for me.
I love the skin.
Like, have you had, like, the twice-baked potato?
Yes. Those are really good, too. But that's kind of what I do in my potato.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'll make it, like, mashed potatoes in there with all the ingredients.
Yeah. You're like, you know? With my ice cream.
Just yes,
like...
that's me.
Ugh, Julia.
And so, yeah, that's how I like my potatoes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Mm. I love potatoes. Potatoes are so good. It was great because we actually went and got potato salad after the last episode.
I was like, are we...
That made me so happy. I was like, we're just going out for potato salad.
Yeah,
so
and good. Whatever else we want. But yeah, we got so many snacks that day.
Yeah.
Those crackers need to get more.
I got more.
Did
there's,
you?
There's some in the pantry right now. Please have some.
I need to
because
get more.
I like mindlessly ate a whole bag not thinking about it the other day.
Did you at least
I bought
buy two? Okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm going to buy like five.
Why do you always look like you're so sad? But then... You're just so adorable.
She's just like, give me all the loves. Give me all the attention.
Yeah. Do you think it's gross that your animals kiss you on the mouth?
No. Depends, though. Do they eat poop?
No.
Good. So then no.
I hope not. Ew. Oh, I don't think they do. I don't really give them an opportunity to just run around and eat poop. It's like I'm always around them.
I've seen animals eat poop.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
It's disgusting.
Ian hasn't eaten poop recently. He hasn't been around any golden retrievers, so I don't know what that's all about. But
no, I don't think it's gross. I mean, you're not, like, making out with them. You're not French kissing them.
No. What I hate, like, I like to give them little kisses on their snoot.
Yeah.
What I hate is then out of nowhere, there's a tongue in your mouth. And that grosses me out so much. Because it's like, or sometimes, I won't even be thinking about it. I'll just be stretching. And she'll come up out of nowhere. I'm doing just a big stretch. And her tongue is inside of my lips. Because, you know, if your lips are just a little pursed and her lips like, and I'm like, oh, it's just like,
it's a little too much,
it's,
Julia.
It's too invasive.
Tone it down. It's a little bit.
Like her ears are always down. Like she's just like.
It's because we're in her toilet right now. And she feels guilty that we're here. This room like, is Julia's toilet.
She's not allowed in here most of the time. So
she just smiled.
You should feel very
Did
special.
Did you see her? She went like this. She showed her teeth. It was so cute.
You are a demon.
You are the cutest. Do that again.
Do it again. Do it.
She went.
Oh my God. I have so many notes. So how did you feel? Also, I was curious, like, because you smelled my vape, like when you were blindfolded,
yeah.
Like how was it being blindfolded?
I felt like I breathed in the vape. Oh, how was it being blindfolded?
Yeah. Like what did it feel like when you were blindfolded doing the makeup? Like,
Uncomfortable because of mascara. If you guys know what I'm talking about at home, mascara is great. It makes the lashes look beautiful, eyes open,
but
full.
It's sticky.
But it's like when it's being pressed down on a mask, it's very uncomfortable. So underneath the mask, my eyes were just watering. Like, because it was like, but at the same time, I was having so much fun just fingering around, like trying to find your like.
Were you having fun fingering around, trying to find my face with your finger?
Around and find out, you know, finger around and find out.
Laura.
But it was just fun. And like, it's like refreshing, you know, because we do make up so much together that like doing stuff like this for fun.
And
like,
stuff that's just like silly.
Yeah.
Are you silly?
Because how many times have we brought that up? Like a couple times. Like
a few times.
Yeah, and now we did it. And for all you patrons, Patreon.
Patreon.com.
Dirtbags.
/TWND podcast. If you are not a member of Patreon, we highly recommend that you signing up. Because now that we are actually back,
We're back, baby!
On the platforms and things like that, all of our old episodes are on Patreon.com/TWND podcast. Well, since we started doing Patreon, you can also find them at YouTube.com/@TWND podcast if you want to go back and listen to old episodes, because we cannot retrieve them. So, anyway.
And rate us. You guys leave a rating
please.
On Apple Podcasts. Words
Spotify.
Are hard.
Anywhere
Spotify.
That you want to rate and give us a follow and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. Because we used to have like 800 ratings or some
we
shit.
We had them.
On
Thank you
Apple.
To you guys that had done that before.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
So if we can build that up again, that would be super awesome. And
if we
Julia,
could double that,
please,
that would be killer.
Yes. She's licking me so much.
You must have. The lotion. She must like it.
Is it the lotion?
Mm-hmm. That's what she's digging. She's like,
Oh, can we talk about the guy in the chair in the parking lot?
Yes. Okay. So I don't know how we brought this up, but I recently had a An outing to the grocery store.
I was bitching about people who approach you in the fucking parking lot to sign a petition.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
care what your petition is. I don't care if it's something that I care about. You running at me in a parking lot saying, do you have time? I don't have time. I don't have any time yeah. for any of that. And I thought that's where this was going with your story, and it wasn't.
No, well, that happens a lot. And I think yeah. after even that talk we had, I had that happen
yeah.
at the gas station.
Now that it's sunny and it's warm again, they're like out in full force. They're just like scavengers. Like,
can I get your opinion?
Can I get yours to sign this? Yeah. Do you not care about children? Do you not care about women? Yeah. Like, I don't care about whatever you are screaming at me right
my,
now.
I care about putting the gas in my car right now. My freaking pump timed out because you were talking so much. I literally did. Yeah. I had to go in and pay, come back out. He had a big old spiel. I get to the pump. It timed out.
Yeah.
And I'd go back and pass the guy again. It was yeah. so uncomfortable.
But also, anyway. Like, you're not selling a car.
No.
Like, get right to the point. Like, it doesn't have to be this. And how is your day? And he looks so in this. And maybe you can
that
do this.
That was the
care.
Guy.
And they're, like, complimenting you that for was, no reason. I'm like, just get to the fucking point.
That was the guy that said, hey, nice teeth. You must be a dentist.
That was also in the notes.
Yes.
So what a thing to say to someone.
That guy that stopped me at the gas station works for the ASPCA. You yeah. know, the Sarah McLachlan commercials. Like,
yeah, where everyone, all the animals look like they're crying.
I remember you. Will you remember me? So he's like, do you want to make a donation? Oh my gosh, you have a beautiful smile. You must be a dentist.
Is it like,
I was like, what kind of line is this?
Like, is that a line? Like, you got a pretty smile. You must be a dentist or something. God damn. I'd love to see you smile
and he had
at me.
One snaggle.
Oh, God. He's like, do you have any recommendations? What should I do, doc?
Let me get my gas.
Let me pop my you gas. As a dentist. Like, I can't.
One little... It was like he had two front teeth, but there was a little a hook one in the front.
Oh, a little baby tooth. That's so cute.
Oh, God. I bet you he's still there. You could find him.
Probably. It's hard to find. There's not many teeth like that. I don't know. As a dentist, how often do you see this in your practice?
Every day. Every day I'm hustling. So, okay. Back to the guy in the chair.
Yep.
I had it. That one came out first. I don't know why.
It happens.
So, I'm at the grocery store, just walking into the grocery store, minding my own business, and I see a guy with, you know, with his like little lawn chair just out.
A lawn chair.
Yeah, like he's parked.
Like the ones that you fold up.
Yeah. Like the you're gonna go watch a soccer
canvas
game or,
ones
whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah. He's just parked and then has his lawn chair behind his car where the trunk is. Mm-hmm. Just sitting there enjoying his day. Nothing wrong. Just sitting here watching people go by. And literally as I walk by, he's like, morning. Top of the morning, you know, like that kind of vibe, like hello, nice young lady type yeah. of thing. And I'm like, hi, and just keep going. Don't make eye contact. Just keep going. Because that's when I was like, what is he trying to pitch?
Yeah.
But really, when I'm walking out moments later, because I was in there, in and out, like, mm-hmm. you know.
And you're just doing that side eye thing, like, I'm just looking at my phone. I can't see you right now.
I'm just looking straight ahead and I want out.
Got the blinders.
I'm, yeah, doing tunnel yeah. vision. And so... You know, and I'm hearing him say hi to everyone pass by.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was asking for money. It's not like he was asking.
He's just really lonely.
Or he's entertained by people watching and this is the only place he thought of when we live by the strip.
It just seems like an odd choice, like a random
very
parking
odd.
Lot.
Very odd.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he was trying to. And he was, you know, pushing 70, maybe 80. I don't know.
Yeah.
Around that age, which. I was just like, well, maybe he's just a sweet old man that's just sitting there, but why there?
Yeah, it seems weird. Like, why not go to, like, a park or, like...
If you want to people watch the
strip. He's like, he got confused because he's old. He's just like, this is a parking lot. But,
yeah.
Julia, why are you laying your head this way?
This is so awkward.
She's snoring. I can hear her. Like,
she's
they're probably
not even
gonna...
asleep.
I know.
Look at her. She's like, er. There goes her teeth thing. She's like, er.
I bet that looks even great with the makeup.
Like, oh, it's amazing. But really, I thought, you know, the makeup was going to come out way more scarier. I'm not mad at this. It's just
like, it's not terrible. It's kind of just like I fell asleep with good makeup, woke up. Like, I went to bed with it, and then it kind of just transferred. I mean, somehow the wing did jump above my eye.
I remember doing this side, too, and I felt the pencil skip.
Yeah.
And I was like, oop. But I wasn't going to go back down. Yeah. So I was like, that is
Can you imagine, like, liquid liner? I just have, like, black eyes. Like, my...
It's seeped into my... Mascara was the biggest challenge.
Yeah.
To be honest. And I'm...
I could tell. They're like, oh.
I could not, like, for the and you have beautiful long lashes.
You couldn't find them, though.
I could not find, because then you're getting so close to the eye, yeah. And then you're just touching the brush everywhere.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I have my vision still, because that would really be a challenge.
Yeah, it would be.
Shout out to everyone that doesn't.
That isn't able to see, because it is hard. I couldn't even imagine. Like, I feel like, so when I think about it, I feel so lucky to be able to, like, have all of my senses and, like, the ability to move and just go through life. And my biggest problem is my brain.
Yeah.
Like, feel, I mean, very, very lucky.
We're all, like, lucky to have that, I think. But, like, imagine doing your own makeup without looking. Do you think you could do it? I feel like I could do mine probably.
I have something to relate to you with this.
Her eyes are like, Liz.
Are you okay?
So, all right, what happened?
You're not prepared for what I am about to show you. It made my day. I am in awe. This person is an artist, and I don't understand. All right, let me find this.
Julia. I think she's so tired, but she's fighting it.
Yeah. She's always tired. So
she's just like, ugh. You again? Sweet girl.
Sorry, I'm really trying to find it. I should have had this. Potato. I didn't even think about this until now.
It's all right.
I liked one recently, so I will be able to find it.
This episode is brought to you by Three Girls and Ernest.
And Julia.
Yeah, she's one of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
The three girls. Oh,
right. My bad. Math. I don't know.
All right. Two girls.
One cup.
A potato.
Have you ever seen Two Girls, One Cup?
Yes.
I feel like everybody has seen Two Girls, One Cup, right?
Both.
Like, when I hear that someone hasn't seen Two Girls, One Cup, I'm actually concerned. I'm like,
how?
How have you not, though? You have to prepare yourself for these things. I send way too many memes. There's too many. It's too many memes.
Not enough.
Because then I can't. I don't even know. It feels weird calling every single thing that I send a meme, because they're just reels. But everything on the internet is a meme to me.
Yes.
Okay. I'm never going to find this, am I?
Yes, you will.
I don't think I will. God damn it. What's in your notes while I try to find this, so we don't just leave people with nothing to listen to?
So I asked you, what's the oldest penis you've seen? And you told me 70.
Well, I don't know, 70, but like 70s. It's like that range where it's like another certain age.
But not on the dot.
Yeah.
But 70s.
Yeah.
So I was just like, wow, okay, that makes sense, because, you know, you see a lot.
I see a lot.
You've seen a lot.
I do see a lot, yeah.
And I was just curious. But yeah. I'm sure I have something else in my notes. Let's see.
No, like, and it was not as crazy as you would think. It was more like the body around it was different.
Skin was saggy.
Yeah. But saggy penis, balls.
But the penis was the same.
Hmm.
What?
I don't know. Kind of. It's difficult to explain. I'd have to show you a photo. Here we go. All right. You are not prepared. Laura.
Yes?
My lips are so dry.
What happened?
I don't know, but I think if you kiss me, it will help.
No!
Well, in lieu of that, I guess I might go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that I purchase. And luckily, I did, because joining us today, we have sugar-free white grape from Liquid IV. If you've never tried Liquid IV before, Laura, do you want to tell them a little bit about what they can find inside one stick of Liquid IV?
Well, one stick of Liquid IV contains all the vitamins and nutrients that you need to really be hydrated, and it has all the Bs.
Mm-hmm. Vitamin B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, which are very, very good for your hydration station, which is your body.
Yes.
So if you think that you might be dehydrated, you probably are. If you're seeing this right now or hearing this, you are probably dehydrated, because a lot of people are. And I like to start my morning, every morning, with one stick of Liquid IV, dissolved in 16 to 18 ounces of water. I just put it in my little tumbler, take it out on my day, and I have it before I even start coffee in the morning.
It's the best. And then this is the sugar-free one. Oh, yeah. They're so good. They're all so good.
My personal favorite is white peach. Mm-hmm. I'm just currently out of white peach because I drink it all. But we love Liquid IV. And if you guys want to give it a try, these are perfect for a stocking stuffer, I would think, for the ho-ho holidays or any time of year, really. I guess you could really have a stocking any time of year, but right now it's Christmas. So consider it in your gift purchases. You can go to liquidiv.com. Use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. Help the pod, help your hydration, or the hydration of your loved ones. Do you not care about the hydration of the people that you love?
Yes.
Do you want them to walk around all winter with chapped lips?
No.
Depression? Sadness? Those things can come from being dehydrated and just all walks of life, but something that will put a smile on their face is a pack of Liquid IV. So go to liquidiv.com, use code TWND, save 15% on everything that you purchase, and get free shipping. Thank you, Liquid IV, and back to the freaking show.
Ooh.
David, you probably have to mute it for copyright. No limbs, doing the most beautiful makeup. Dude, I know. It's so good, right?
Is it not?
Like, well, the first one that I ever saw, right, was sent, and I was like, how is that gonna, and just, I'm talking no limbs, rolls in, the roll in entry as well. Like,
like she's, that would be like someone doing a cartwheel in.
Yes.
So they're like, here's my makeup tutorial.
Yeah.
But, or a handstand.
But no limbs. Their name is No Limbs. Like, please, if you guys have not seen this masterful creator, I'm not even...
Holy cow. Shout out.
I'm not giving, like... This is... It's so
cool. Incredible.
It's no underscore limbs underscore. And when I tell you, you are going to be so surprised by, like, how amazing the makeup is. And to, like, hold things in place like that, like, I can't even do my makeup that, like,
well,
that.
Like, imagine, like, yeah, like, putting foundation.
She I know. That. And the blending. It's like, what the hell? It's so amazing. So crazy. So give a check it out, because like just amazing, amazing content. So good.
When I was like doing your face, I was grabbing the little sponge and like just going and tapping. I'm like thinking like, man, like this is going to probably look so uneven and botched. Like I felt like I put a bunch on your nose at one point. And like, I was like, I don't know where I'm going with this, but we'll see.
It worked.
It's all good.
I mean, look at it. I could go to a club and probably get away with it being intentional. You know what I mean?
It's not far off from what you might see in some stores.
That's true.
And I'm talking like makeup stores. Like,
like do they do like strange looks or whatever?
Some people are strange. Or just don't know, you know, like... I've definitely helped people like
for like advertising, like a crazy like
they shopping,
do, like, a weird...
like just like working at the makeup counter for so long, like I would get so many people that, you know, would do a really, really crazy look, in their eyes, but in my eyes, it was just like, where did you start? Like, how? Yeah. How did this start?
Yeah.
You know, like, where, like, the wing right now, like, you know how, like, there's a gap?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, some people were doing that just because, like, they didn't know.
Oh, that's,
so it's, like, my,
like,
job to, like, kind of, like, help them, like.
Yeah, figure them out.
Or, like, how to. Like, hey, like, unless this is, like, intentional.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to talk shit. Like, yeah. Like, hey, your eyeliner looks jacked. But, like.
Yeah.
Because some people might like that. I don't know. Yeah. It's, like, the graphic liner look or whatever.
Yeah, there are a lot of, like, crazy line looks that I keep seeing, like, on this inner part here, and they're like so good that I'm like, I would not be able to keep the lines like that straight.
Yeah, it's
that,
like,
shit
almost
on myself.
Like, I wish there was a stamp that did that, because it's so like, whoa, you'd be sitting there for, yeah, hours with the tiniest little brush, which, you know, yeah, it's always nice. I have, that's kind of fun.
I feel,
know,
like too, like, it could be a thing too where if you do it enough, it just becomes easy, and then you're just,
and then
going,
they do it every
it.
day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, I couldn't do one of those crazy looks every,
I can't even put on
day.
Mascara every day. Like,
sometimes mascara, like, kind of, like, is annoying. Do you agree?
Yeah. And it's actually great because I have less of it on my lashes than my cheekbones right now. So they feel better than they normally would.
Yay. I'm glad. It's a vibe seeing that one side with just some freckles and the other side not.
It's nice. I am excited for all the looks that we're going to be doing for the music video, though.
Yes.
Because I really think that we can get it done by our 3-year.
Of course.
I think we can.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So we have a lot of, like, planning to do for that still. But I have, like, I have some input, too. Like, now that I'm thinking of, with, like, the song, like, where you're, like, talking about the cold plunge. I have to be in the cold plunge.
Yeah. We have to wait for it to be a little warmer. It's going to get warmer.
I'll go in.
It's going to get warmer.
I'll go in. I'm not scared.
But she'll go back.
And I'll go back. I'll do it for the video. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Even if it's windy, I don't care.
Perfect.
Fuck it.
It'd be hilarious if it's windy and it's just blowing your hair back and you're just like Snoopy, like, like in the chair, just like.
Freezy.
Like, it's fine. You just have a joint.
Yeah. But it's going to be so much fun. And you guys are going to laugh your asses off. I already know it. The lyrics are a true masterpiece.
I feel like writing that out the other day and like just being here and vibing like this, like I've been telling you, just like feeling so like we got to get those creative juices flowing. We have a lot of plans coming up. Hopefully I keep slamming this.
I mean, it's been hard. Yeah. Like to keep the creativity flowing because of like all the like just the shit that pops off or like the shadow ban and like mm-hmm. stuff like that. It's just like so discouraging when you work and put your heart and soul into things. So yeah. I get it. But we're grateful for all you guys that, out there that are listening and that leave us voicemails, emails, watch, follow, share, mm-hmm. and
I
rate.
I had to remind myself too, like I was telling you, but I think like maybe other people can relate to this too, where it's like I didn't used to like – even in high school, I was like, I want to like film and blah, blah. And I would make like videos or I would make like or do photo shoots for people or like whatever. And just like creating the thing was always fun. There wasn't an audience. But then it's like once you're creating a thing and then you have an audience and you're like, oh, people like the things I'm doing.
Yeah.
Then it's like a fucking rush. And so
it's
then
a
you
boner.
Get. And then when you kind of like it is. It literally it's is. A boner. It's like a creative boner. It's like a big raging creative erection.
Yeah.
And then when things like shadow bans or like this gets deleted or for some reason this violates and yet I just saw nipples on my Instagram feed like right before we started the podcast.
Literally.
And
and then Kanye's wife is out there fucking with
pegging him,
you know. Hope you guys like that.
Oh my god, I'm gonna run with that theory forever. But someone was saying, because on TikTok that clip didn't like go off, but someone commented on it that apparently one of his ex-girlfriends had said that like a while back on Twitter, like ages ago.
Really?
Like would have had some rant about it, like I can't remember what her name was, something Rose. Let me see if I can find it, actually. And I was like, oh, that's very interesting.
Interesting.
I found it very interesting. Let's see. What is her name? Amber Rose.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She had the shaved head.
Yeah, so apparently she had, like, ranted and alluded to that or said something about it, like, on Twitter. Yeah, like, apparently when she had her rant, apparently it was years back or something.
Wow.
So I was like, that's very interesting.
But they dated?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Interesting. The more you know.
Yeah.
Well, I know, like, Carlo's mom was like, oh, I saw the podcast clip. And I was like, oh, yeah? What you think? Because it's always funny to hear her, like, her opinion and, like, laugh and stuff. And she's like, is that true? And I was like, what true? She's like, about the panty thing?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, we think so. Like, I mean, because what else could that be?
What else are they? And I mean, you could just be wearing them to wear them. But I mean, there are cuter, like, boxers to wear out in public. You know what I mean?
Totally. It was like a fashion. It was a meant to be thing.
I feel like it was very intentional.
Very intentional. You know what I mean? And then she goes, oh, my gosh, I have seen a lot in my day. She's like, I used to hang out at the CBGB, which is like in LA or New York, like a super divey, like punk. Not punk, but like it was like a rocker bar. Mm-hmm. Like it was like where like everyone went if they were like alternative or whatever, you know, like very like different, eclectic, shall you say.
Eclectic.
She's like, I used to hang out there and I have never seen anything like that. Like someone wear it. I was like, well, you know, this is just something that we discovered and it's really exciting because it makes a lot of sense.
I think it's fun. I think it does make sense. Yeah. Someone commented on Instagram that if Kanye did get pegged, it would probably be to his own music and probably stronger.
Sure.
He said it would be stronger.
Did you? Okay, so now that we've touched on that topic, everything in my feed is Kanye.
Oh, really?
Everything in my feed is Kanye. It's a lot of Kanye makeup, golf, and like, I don't know, just like random shit. Like, so like, it's like all over. So the Kanye stuff that comes up this morning is he has a Malibu house, right? A house in Malibu on the water.
Yeah.
It's like worth over like, let's say $40 million, right? And it's sandwiched in between two other houses that look very similar. They're like these big ass houses that are right on the water and they're beautiful. But then he paid a contractor to make his house look like a bomb shelter from the 1910s. Which means, like, he wanted it gutted out, and he wanted the roof taken off, and he wanted the electricity to be taken out. And the walls.
What?
Like, he wanted it to just be a shell. It was so bizarre.
Why?
And so then, I don't know. And then so, he's put that house up for sale. You can find it on the market right now, I guess.
He put it up for sale completely gutted with no
completely
walls.
Completely gutted. And the contractor quit. Because, like, he wanted to, like, get rid of the... Kanye asked to get rid of the electricity in the house and the windows. And the contractor said no.
Yeah,
he was like, no.
You can't... I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can have a structure without any windows. That's something about, like, safety regulations
and
stuff.
So he fired him. So Kanye fired him over that. And, like, the guy's nuts, dude. And so when I saw the house, it was like this... I'll see if I can find a photo. It's just a gutted shell of a house in between two really beautiful houses. Anyways, the house is for sale. It was
listed
at like $49 million, but he put like a big price drop on it recently.
Do you think that it's just a thing that when you reach a certain level of fame and or money that your brain just kind of fractures?
I think when you get metal teeth, you just lose your fucking mind.
You start picking up all the signals going around.
Yeah, like
drives you crazy.
He looks weird, dude. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I mean, if you love him, cool. He makes great music. It's just, your boy.
But it's just like,
he's not well.
You think of like so many celebrities who, and not all of them, but so many who have gone down like one like crazy wild path or another. I think there is just a point where your brain is just like, I can't anymore.
Yeah.
Like you're just so disjointed from reality.
Here it is. Okay, so. See if we can zoom in. Sorry, it's like, I gotta close this pop up. So you can't really see it as well here, but let me see if I can find another hit. This is like kind of. That's not even like the best photo. I'll show you a better one, but
it's
like.
So it's just a bare structure. It's so weird.
Unfinished mansion, but he wanted it to be that way, which is bizarre. Images. Here it is. This is the one that makes you wonder what in the world was he, where was he going with this? Because look at the houses next to it and look at the middle one is the gutted one. I guess that's the current state of it right now. So, and he's asking like, think like over $30 million for it.
That's so
And it's probably
crazy.
Just because of the property value and the structure
but like,
alone, but. I don't know. Why? I don't know. I don't get it.
That's so crazy.
Maybe he was going to do a bomb. And like he wanted to have a bomb shelter so that he lives.
Yeah, but the way that you've built that isn't going to be a shelter. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's just concrete walls.
But that's what I'm saying. That's not a bomb shelter. It's like you have no preparations. Like, what are you going to survive? And then
is there a toilet?
There's not even like, how would this protect you? It's completely open on the edges. Like, that's not going to protect you from shit.
If it rained, there's no roof.
It's not going to protect you from a bomb. That's for sure. Like, looks like our bomb already went off and it was Kanye. He was the bomb.
Look.
Yeah, Kanye was the bomb. He did that.
Boom.
That's so crazy.
I had to share that because it's just like so weird. The things that I read sometimes and I'm like, what is going on in this world?
I never know about any of that stuff. Like, I don't know about the teeth, like, because I never know about celebrities. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then when I do hear stuff, I'm just like, what? I had no idea. That was so mind-blowing to me. I was like, of all
what
the
does
things.
It sound like when he goes...
What's it sound like when
he goes?
Do you think when he comes, it has a weird sound? Because it's like, that's Cardi B. Come on. No, but like, you think it would be like echoing off of his teeth, like they reverberate and they knock together? Because you would think, right, that it would have a strange sound.
I don't know, because then now I think about like the people that have grills.
That's true. What do you think it sounds like when he gets pegged?
Like those, like,
all the chatter teeth.
The little, like, wind up skulls. That's
so cute.
That's Kanye West when he's getting pegged. David, put an image.
AI generate something. The AI generate is crazy, dude. I was doing like a thumbnail for Thought Takes, and you can do like the generative fill. So I just did it to like the sides of the bed. And one of them was crazy, but it made it into a couch. And then the other side was a bed. And then when I tried, I was like, okay, so I have to redo this because this doesn't line up. But I regenerated it and I'm in lingerie in the middle of the bed, right? I'm not selecting me or anything. I just want a generative fill. So I do like extend the bed or something, right? And it goes... This may violate our terms of service for like using like the AI like type stuff. And I was like, I'm not asking you to like make a duplicate of me. I said extend the bed, not extend the boobs. Like, what? How is this? I was like, even when I'm trying to edit my content, I'm in violation of some shit.
It's just you can't get away from it.
Can't escape. And people are like, are you okay? And I'm like, no. I'm smiling right now, but the light inside me is dying. I'm trying so hard. I was saying it's true because
come
it's
on.
Like
it's
but even today is so fun and so good, but like literally like so many days I'm just like, everything is great, it's so good, and if I keep saying that it will be fine, let's make jokes. This is healing. I am fine. And it's just like...
Well, okay. So that being said, like, what's better? Just being in a rage all the time or...
Crumbling digestives into the trash bin while you zone out and stare at the sink?
Oh, not the digestives. I'm kidding.
Because I didn't think I deserved them. I'm not even kidding. It was this... I was in a state.
A funk.
And I went into the cabinet because I was starting to eat my feelings. And I was mad at myself for eating my feelings. And so even though I had this, I felt, and then afterwards.
Feelings get hungry.
I know, but I can't keep feeding them. I've been feeling like this for a while. It's becoming a problem. And so I was going through and I just start like, I literally got mad at myself and I flipped open my trash can angrily, stood over the trash can and started crushing the digestives in my hand while zoning out and shit talking myself in my head, depositing them into the bin. Then I slowly threw out one macaroon after another because I also didn't feel like I deserved those little coconutty wonders. Like, I went through and I did that with things. And then afterwards, I stood over the trash can and I just felt wasteful. So I hated myself even more. It didn't help anything. So you might as well fucking pretend. Because at least when I pretend, I'm eating snacks instead of destroying them. You know what I mean?
Those snacks had it coming to them, though.
They did.
They were acting shit talkers.
They were acting up. They were like, "You gained 10 pounds," and I'm like,
"No, they were talking smack, yo. They were talking smack.
Do you do that? Like, not crushing snacks over the trash can, but like
all the time.
Do you have moments where you just kind of like lose it, and
yes,
maybe it's like slamming something? What's your like
lose it moment?
Thing, yeah.
Sometimes I cold plunge. That sounds
No, not it. It's not like it's
like I throw myself in freezing cold water.
Well, it makes
to,
sense
like,
if it helps.
Shock myself because like when our ferret was sick. Like there was moments where I felt like I didn't even want to like do anything. Like I just was like broken,
yeah,
and like crying all the time. And then I was just like, what the fuck? Like the bitch slap for me is cold ass water,
mm-hmm,
and it calms my nerves and then it resets me to where I can breathe again in a way. So mm-hmm, it's weird. Or I will take a dab because a dab is a bitch slap of weed.
But you've never done anything that like when you lose it, what I mean,
like
lose
react.
It, like what I do is I get like stressed, anxious, yeah, whatever. I either want to A, be in my closet surrounded by all the long clothes, or B, destroy.
I think I've had those moments, but now I'm in a path where I just like slap myself with, yeah, like a shock.
Yeah. It doesn't happen as much as it used to, but it's still, yeah, like sometimes like it will just be the thing and I'll be like, everything is like,
or
the laundry isn't
like
done yet.
A scream is good, you know? Yeah. Like
that feels so good.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and when I'm here alone, let me tell you, sometimes it's, a bitch just be screaming.
Yeah.
And my neighbors might think that there's a problem.
But it's so good because it actually like calms your nerves,
yeah,
after.
We, now that it's warm, we should go out
scream
and do the hike scream. The scream hike. Like, I'm not kidding because I did that with Maggie.
The scream hike?
But I didn't tell you about this?
Oh, yeah. You girls like went out there and screamed?
Yeah. Just out into nature. I'm not kidding. And it is.
That sounds terrifying.
It's awesome because you get to like a vista, right?
I'm cool with screaming in your house.
No, it's the most liberating thing you've never done.
It's
because
like,
I thought it would be stupid, right? Because I'm like,
no.
Oh, like
it's like releasing your inner warrior.
Yeah. And if you make it feel like that instead of like ah, like you're like ah, like I tell you, it was crazy because I was just in such a dark place when we were doing this a lot, like the whole divorce and craziness,
yeah,
going on at the time. And we would go out and just hike. There's no service, so it's just like, it's just you and nature, and it's fucking sick. And then you get to the top of somewhere after you're just like exhausted, right? Because you've just been hiking. And you just stand out there and you see how fucking like crazy everything is. Because you know all the points that you can just look down and see how big like and sprawling certain areas of Vegas are, and you're in the mountains or whatever, and you're just like, oh, I'm so small. And then you just fucking yell, you scream, just let out like whatever is fucking inside of you, and there's, yeah, no one around, like, and who would fucking know, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no one's gonna be like thinking you're getting murdered at the top of the, yeah,
and if they do, then they
we're
get a
sorry
nice hike out of it.
We're sorry.
And they're like, oh, it's fine. We're just passing them on the way down. They think they're going to save someone. But it feels good, dude.
That's awesome. I'm down. I'll try it. Yeah. I will always give it a shot.
Yeah.
You know, might as well.
Might as well.
What the fuck do we have to lose?
No. And then if we get bees chasing us again, we can scream for real.
We'll scream in their faces. God, there was like a shit ton of bees, I guess, recently over at Lake Mead. Like,
oh, really?
Everywhere. And, like, someone put in the comments, like, because it was, like, in the forums.
Yeah.
And, like, they're like, it's because they lost their queen. And I'm thinking, like, how do you guys know this? Like, did they tell you? We lost our queen. We're here. Like,
yeah,
how does, like, and then someone was like, oh, they might be migrating.
Yeah.
So they're just, like, at one
looking
point
for a new queen.
Hail, queen. Slay, queen.
Oh,
but I was like, now that reminds me, like, we're coming into summer where, yes, bees are out, like, fuck, and mosquitoes. So mosquitoes are back. I have been bit so many times already.
Mosquitoes. I saw a big one the other day, like one of the ones like where it's big and
with
flappy.
The wings.
Yeah, but I think those are the male ones, I want to say, and they don't bite or something like
and
that.
And the females are the little bitch ones.
I think so. I could be totally wrong about that. That could just be like an urban myth from Michigan. So that's what I was always told growing up.
An urban legend from Michigan. But yeah, so that makes me real excited to get bit up again, because I know last year was shit torture for both of us.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun. And I've been chased by bees. Like,
chased? Oh, me too. Actually, I have been.
Yeah, especially, like, because did I tell you the time I shot photos out in, like, where was it? Like, somewhere towards Valley of Fire, just, like, somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. And I got out and started to take some naughty photos, as you do.
With the desert.
And got to get those thought shots in. And a bee just started kind of, like, going around me. So I'm, like, sidestepping, swerving, trying to get the bee. Relentless. I take off, like, running, because it landed on me at one point. So I'm, like, ah, and I run. I'm getting chased down, like, my boobs are falling out. Like, I'm running away from this bee in the desert.
That's
in
not
heels.
Fun.
Like, it was insane. And then, of course, there's nobody around. And as soon as my boobs are trying to fall out everywhere and I'm being chased by a bee running in stilettos in the fucking desert, people start pulling into the little parking area.
And it's so funny because bees are literally the size of our fingernails. And look at the size of us.
I know.
As like, people, ah! And we're running from, like, this tiny little thing.
For some,
that is so painful, though.
But for some,
it's not fun to get stung by a bee, let alone if you're allergic, you might die.
The thing is, I've never been stung by a bee.
Oh.
So that's why I'm nervous to get stung by a bee. Do
that
you know what I mean?
That makes a lot of sense.
And I know that's a really stupid thing to be slightly afraid of, but if it's never happened, and you're like, some people just die from bees.
When we did our 100th episode at the boat, were there no little tiny bees?
Did
you not get
so.
Bit? Because there
and
was
no, and even if they're like the sweat bees, that's different. Like a fly bites you.
They sting though.
Well, I don't
like a
think
mother
so.
Effer.
I don't think I got any stings.
Wow. Well, no. Come over.
But like the big bees, it's like, well,
the big bees. The big bees. There's this barbecue place called Big Bees, and I was like, man, I wish I liked meat. That sounds cool. Mm. But yeah, so
the coffee
bees...
shop growing up was Big Bees.
Big Bees.
Well, it didn't used to be called Big Bees. Found the name to be problematic.
Wait,
so.
Can you bleep that, David? I actually said it.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't. It's about coffee beans. It's not the thing.
I know, but it's just. It's funny that I had to get to that point. Like, people are so sensitive. You can't.
They are,
because
I remember the last time I talked about it, you were like, "That's me."
It is me. I could say it.
We all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Bleep, bleepity, bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, that's so funny.
I think that's, like, from my notes, that's what I had, was a 70-year-old dick. And Picasso.
Oh,
I still can't believe he puts that up his pee.
So, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, when you are, when you're having, like, a moment of... say whatever your version of a freak out is, whether it's just like you're crying or whatever, like how do you want someone to deal with you? Like if Carla was like, what, here's the best way that you can help me through this.
Listening.
Just like listening.
That's
to
it.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times when you wish you could is you just want someone to listen because it hurts, and to get better is like talking about it. And if I don't talk, then I'm never going to feel better.
Yeah. So, and, that's so healthy.
No.
Because for me, I was thinking the other day about like when we had that trip and I had a little bit of a meltdown and you made me queef. Speaking of which, what is it, 100 patrons I'm going to queef or something?
Yeah.
I think we're at like 32 paid subscribers, so thank you, because we're on our way to the fruit by the foot eaten off of Laura's foot for the patrons. But I was thinking about that because it was that point that everything was happening, like the dogs had gotten into a fight, and I found that out, and I was just like, so many other things going on at the time that I was like trying to hold it together. But you know when you're about to cry and you can feel it starting in your eyes and your nose, like right here, like, yep. this is
the nerves.
Yeah, and if you can blink enough through it and kind of just zone out and try to think about something else, just like that's what I think about, you can kind of like cut it off,
like stop it in mid like tear.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. So you zone out.
The problem is
something else.
If someone doesn't let me do that,
yeah,
all hell breaks loose, because it's like, do you remember you're sitting in that situation and I was like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. This is going to be okay. And I'm like, I'm good. Just like, let me just stop talking about it. It's fine. Just stop talking about it. And I said it so many times and I was like, am I going crazy? Like, cause you weren't, but other people are like trying to help. I'm like, it doesn't help. If you're doing the thing that I'm saying not to do, and that it's like that thing of like everybody like has a different way to process something. So it's like, do not touch me when I'm in a moment of like trying, you know what I mean, to hold it together. Don't touch me or I'm falling the fuck apart, and then I'm embarrassed and then I'm angry.
Yeah.
And then it's like this whole fucking thing. Like, I am overstimulated right now. Let me fucking process.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need you to touch me. I don't like most people to touch me. It's going to make me feel even worse, like in a way that I already do. Like, I will let you know if I need a hug. Right. But my body language right now is not giving hug. It's not giving hug. It's giving stay the fuck back. It might explode. That is what it's giving.
You might get stabbed. Like,
and then it's like so fucking embarrassing too. So I need to figure out how to like not do that, but I can't, probably because of the tism.
No, it's like probably then like how you said, you zone out and then you just kind of like walk away.
I feel like that's why I've been around less and less people mm-hmm. lately, because I feel like we've met some really awesome people and people that like get it, but I feel like it's nice to be around people who you know have your back in situations and who like understand you, even if they don't feel that way. Like, that's not how processes for you, but you're like, yeah, I get it. Queef for me. You know what I mean? Like, if you have people that get you.
I think that's just because I'm like a sick person.
Yeah, but me too, mentally. So unwell. So we get along well. That was a cuter way to do that, and I fucked it up.
And so, yeah, I feel like, well, you know, nothing's ever easy. It takes time to, like, be able to, like, control your actions, which is what it is. It's just controlling the actions. But you can't control your actions if someone's poking the bear. Someone's poking the bear, and the bear doesn't like to be poked.
Yeah.
Step the fuck away, because that bear will bite you.
Yeah, because it's just, like, I feel like it's one of those things of, like, if, like, recognizing that your way of doing something is not the only way that it is done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. How, like, do you guys deal with things at home? Call us.
And like, I like to recognize, like, I am not really a hugger.
Yeah.
Like, we kind of like, and I'm always like, don't kiss me now, because we've had that history and it's like weird. So we don't go there. I'm not. But even like, you're my best friend and I'm still just like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I always have like the door open in one hand and I'm like,
I might just have to peg her now. For her saying that.
1,000 subscribers.
We're talking 5,000. Actually, 1,000 would be great, though. Fuck. We'll take that.
We'll take 1,000 for a pegging.
Just don't look at me.
No. I never would be able to do again.
No. I don't think we could do this. All right.
Promise me no promises.
We hit 1,000 tomorrow. No. I'll cry.
I would cry too.
I might move.
Oh, God.
Well, where did Laura go? We don't know.
That's so funny.
Last we heard, she went to Portugal.
Went to Switzerland, finally.
Yes!
Oh, Jesus. This was so fun. Do you know, like when I'm, when I don't see you, and especially like with the situation, like right now, I like don't see people. So I'm not like laughing to myself. I don't watch a comedy just laugh out loud like a crazy person. No, I know. Person.
That is weird. And that then, is like, weird.
And then we hang out and I get cramps. Like, I'm like, here's my ab workout
my
for the fucking
week. Hurt. Like so hard. And then I go home and I'm a shell because like we laugh so
yeah,
much.
You got it all
and
out.
And then everyone's like talking and I'm like, hi. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm a shell right now.
My face hurts.
I know.
Oh my God. That's perfect. All right. So if you have not, please, because you can see the whole process of how this came into being at patreon.com/TWND podcast. We post skits. We host. We host monthly Zoom chats. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
With our dirtbag tier. There's skits, all the fucking fun photos, things, bonus episodes, ad-free, day early, mm-hmm. private RSS feed with no ads, all that kind of stuff.
And
so.
We're back on Apple Podcasts. Yes. I said iPad.
And Spotify. But we also prefer that you listen on Apple Podcasts, so it's really cool if please. You do. And leave us a rating wherever you can rate podcasts. If you have not already, please subscribe and or follow. Hit the little notification bell so you never miss an episode if you are on YouTube. Thank you for coming, and we will see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.